Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the AT International Venice Film Festival. I'm Ilaria Gomarasca. I'm here today with Stephanie Kolk, the director of the film Milk. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi. So your film Milk is screening in Venice Days competition. It's your first film. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your film is about the story of Robin. Robin gave birth to a stillborn baby, and a few days after, her breast starts producing milk. So your film explores what to do with this milk, which is the only thing that remains from the baby, which is a very original subject, I would say unusual and taboo in cinema. So the loss of the baby and the breast milking after this loss. So how did you came with this idea? How this idea came to you?
Yes, so I was cutting down on my own breastfeeding after breastfeeding my daughter for a year. And I was doing this in London, so I visited London Film Festival, showed my short there, and I thought this physical separation from my child was a good moment to kind of cut back, like a convenient moment. But when I did so, I noticed that the less and less milk coming out of my breasts, it really made me panic, and I started Googling, how can I get it started again? But I didn't understand why I was having these feelings, because I thought I wanted to stop, right? And this reminded me of my sister, who, when I was much younger, lost her first baby. And I realized that this was an aspect of her loss, the milk, that I hadn't thought about. And the idea of that fascinated me, and that's how the character of Robin came to my mind.
The film is about grief, of course, and it's beautiful the choice you made to express it through a silence. Robin subscribes to this hiking group of grieving people in silence. Why this choice?
Yes, so we have a big tradition of hiking groups in the Netherlands, especially people of retired age. They come together and they go in hikes through the forest. And there's also silent mourning groups. So I always had in mind to do something with that. But what really struck me, also meeting women who had, like my character Robin, donated their milk after losing their baby, was that this grief for a baby at this that is lost at this stage of pregnancy is quite a physical thing, because the love for this baby starts in a physical way. And I found this idea of wordless connection and love really important, and I decided to make, I realized that this walk hiking group was a really good, a really interesting vehicle to do that.
Talking about this, what is the biggest challenge of filming wordless scenes?
Ooh, that's a nice question. Yeah, that's very interesting. I think it's to... when you have dialogue, you can kind of just judge whether the dialogue works or not, right? Whether someone's playing. But when something's wordless, you have to also connect to the scene in a much more primal way. But in the end, it's not different, of course, because it's about how something makes you feel as a director. But it is sometimes difficult also for actors to not have any dialogue and to just trust that they are enough and that we are experiencing their emotions even if they're not saying anything, and to all trust in that process. That I think is the most challenging thing, but also really fun. We also actually worked with a lot of non-professional actors who are a bit more comfortable, I think, with silences,
with this kind of where you're working.
But the actors did it great too, I have to say. Yeah, but it's a challenge when you've been schooled in trained in acting school to work with dialogue, then you feel you're doing something wrong when you're just being, you know.
Yeah, but maybe it's a way also to let them drop some skills that they use to go further into a scene. Maybe it's just a way also to put down their mask in a way, because they lose their
I think so. Yeah, I felt quite vulnerable in a good way. Like when I would watch the scenes, I felt there was like no filter or something. And I think part of that is that you're not going through the dialogue and thinking, oh, is this right? Is this right? It becomes less of a checklist, and it's more like a space where you can exist in or something. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Stephanie. And congratulations for your first film being in Venice Days competition, Milk. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.